It's the happy half hour. It's Friday. We're done with post game. Gross. Or this is a rare. You understand that that happens in television. I'm so happy that the week is over. It's been so very long. And what better way to celebrate than to cut loose with a very special guest covering some good news and some good booze with someone very near and dear to my heart. Moxie is a Twitch streamer. Welcome to the show, Moxie. How are you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
I am very glad to have you. I made this show special for you. You are a Twitch streamer. We're doing the happy half hour. You stream for 20 hours at a time. We have completely different approaches, but I will say one thing to you. You have the best setup of anyone that has been on this show. Tell us a little bit about why your room looks like this, what's going on in your room, so that we can all learn a lesson or two.
Well, I mean, it's been a work in progress. A lot of it's stuff that I made or, you know, just filler stuff. But the coolest thing that I have right now is actually a Star Wars Millennium Falcon that I'm going to build. It's 8,000 pieces, but I haven't opened it yet, obviously, because it's 8,000 pieces. So, you know, I've got to put aside some time for that, but I'm excited for that one the most.
I want to ask you a question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Does this say, like, to me, when I see the Millennium Falcon over your shoulder, it only looked like two turtles having sex.
Well, that's what I'm going for. That's why I blurred it out a little bit. Otherwise, Twitch wouldn't let me do it. So I have to have, you know, it has to be a Millennium Falcon. But if you blur it out and you let people imagine, you know, hopefully that's what they're going for.
8,000 pieces. Are you into Legos before that, or is this just some, like, why did you decide to purchase and eventually attempt to build this?
Well, it was like my midlife crisis, but it was either go with a Corvette or go with the, you know, the 2020 edition of, like, I can't afford a Corvette, also don't want one, but Legos. So
awesome. What are you drinking today?
I'm doing Moscow Mule. Yourself?
I'm having a Negroni.
Oh, okay.
Have you had a Negroni?
I've never had it. I don't know if you can tell.
A Negroni is one of those things that, like, when you're a kid and you like, your parents are like, have a little drink of alcohol, and even if it's like a nice good sip, you're like, oh, that's gross. This is the kind of thing that when you're like 30 and someone's like, have a drink of alcohol, and you're like, you try it and you're like, that's disgusting. But then you become 38 like me and you're like, yeah, no, I like punishing myself. I'll have a drink. It's a very bitter Italian drink.
I respect it.
We have a lot to talk about. I want to know how you're yourself getting through the pandemic, Moxie. So let's talk about it in this segment. Stay safe, stay sane. So you're the first, like, exclusive Twitch streamer that we've had on our show. So it seems like a life where you spend like 20 hours, 15 to 20 hours streaming, long time. So has the pandemic actually affected you or not? How are you getting through it?
Absolutely, like, not. I mean, if I'm being honest, you know, a lot of people will say, like, oh, I'm prepared for the pandemic. I'm an introvert, but honestly, they have no idea what an introvert is until, you know, you've done, until it's your actual life, you know? And for me, if I didn't actually go outside from time to time to order food or get food just because I'm trying to save money or whatever, I wouldn't even know there's a pandemic going on. But yeah, I mean, it's a terrible time, and I understand, like, a lot of people are going through it and getting through it different ways. But for me, it's just another Wednesday, you know?
Yeah, and you're in, and that this is the room from which you do your streams. Right. You play a lot of different games. What are the games that you've been playing a lot recently to get through it?
I've been playing this new game called Among Us, which you have to play. It's based on lying and being lied to, and then more lies, and it's so much fun.
So you know Brooke. Brooke's a close friend of yours, my wife, and she plays it all the time.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
She's been on the show many times. Is she the most terrifying thing to me is how good a liar she is, right?
Yeah. She's we get in like real arguments, you know? Like real arguments where like even after like a stream or whatever, I want to call and just argue more and ask why she did something or why she accused me. And then I'm sure she feels the same way, but she won't answer the call because she's so upset. It's really affected our friendship.
It's so true. The game is basically, a lot of people are playing it and it's essentially like that game Mafia, or if you've seen Office, that episode Savannah, where they're trying to figure out who the killer is. There's like a someone who's basically the infiltrator among us. And yes, my question for you is like, so I stream on Sundays on Twitch for our show and an hour takes a lot out of me. For you, does the time fly by? Has it like, you'll do, like you've done 24 hour streams. I know you wore a chicken suit for a very long time. So like, how do you get through that? What is it like as the hours go by? Is like, how did you get up the, I guess, stamina to do this?
Well, the way I kind of describe it to other people is, and just to like cut out all the, you know, the, I guess the filler stuff is I'm addicted to everything that I do. And it's also everything that I do for a living or whatever is gaming, right? So my job is gaming. When I would typically come home from a job or whatever it would be, I would want to spend time with my friends. And I do that through gaming. And then I have a hobby, and that is gaming. And then to relieve my stress or whatever it is, it's gaming. So everything really is gaming in a whole. And that's why it's easy for me to, I guess, allocate the time or the resources to do it. And I guess that's why I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, and I will add that like I've watched you play PUBG, and it doesn't hurt that you're very good at it. Like that's the thing that I feel like that's the dividing line between myself and yourself, where I've watched you do these things and I'm just like, he's amazing at this game. And I feel like that has to help. So I think everybody, if you know, this streams on Twitch as well, you should give Moxie a follow and a sub if you can. I think it's absolutely worth it, especially like on those long days. And I've watched you play Among Us. And yeah, it's good. It's very good. I do want to talk about the ways other people are getting through the pandemic. In some of the things that we found on Reddit this week, one of my favorite things, especially as a streamer who has a lot of acumen when it comes to like handling internet-y stuff, I thought you might appreciate this. There's someone on Reddit named Scrollamano by Burrito who posted this. My mom turned off the internet so that I could focus on my online classes.
Yeah, I mean, it's different times now, you know?
I feel like this is the most like the perfect, one of the two top things that we'll show you from 2020. There's this, which is like different generations saying like, no, we're gonna do the school thing and I'm gonna make sure that you focus on it. And another generation being like, let me teach you some stuff, mom, about how my online classes work. And then the other thing that I think from Reddit that we found, and I'm sure, and this is one of the many penises you'll find on this episode of Happy Half Hour. I forgot to promise that there's up to 7 penises on the show today, especially for the members' elongated content. This is from Reddit, Love for IVOF posted this, if 2020 was a dildo. And I had to reach out to the head of programming for TYT to ask if I could show many of the things on the show today. If 2020 was a dildo, would it be that cactus? For people who are listening to the podcast, that is a cactus that could not look more like a penis. Do you agree with that, Moxie?
That's impressive, honestly. I mean, so I have some succulents, no pun intended with that one, but you know, it's they don't grow like that, I'll tell you. So that's a very impressive cactus there.
Cactus, emphasis on the cactus. I feel like someone had to help it along, but They grow very slowly, so congratulations. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to later in the episode, we have many penises, as I said, including the best thing ever of the week and a game we're going to play later called What the F is Happening Here. You're familiar if you watch the show. Don't go away. We got a lot more with Moxie after this. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff that we show you, and there's some things that I researching our Facebook activity, I see does better. So we're just gonna really lean into that. And that is, there's a lot of Karens out there. And for a lot of you who don't know what you're gonna wear for Halloween, I just wanna show you one option. And this is from Jason Adcock 78 on, I guess that adds one more penis to the list of penises on the show today. Here it is. This is the Karen mask that you too can add to your collection of masks. I assume everyone watching this show has masks, and you can go as a Karen, which is someone who goes out in public and has had it with many things in the world and then yells at you. And I think this mask is hyper realistic and intense. Moxie, what do you think about this mask? Do you know what a Karen is?
I know. I've dealt with my fair share.
Yeah, and would you ever consider, I feel like your hair is better than Karen hair. As a person with, I wanna say I've admired it from afar. And as my hair fails, I see your hair succeeding. What do you think about this Karen hair, first of all?
Honestly, funny that you mentioned that, because the first time I heard about a Karen was when somebody commented on an Instagram post that I did. And they said, this guy looks like the male version of Karen. And I was like, I don't understand what that means. And then I looked it up. And yeah, the meme shares a special. Like, I mean, I understand the joke and it got a lot more likes. The comment got a lot more likes than my picture. So, I mean, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I love that. Dude, I have been in the victim of so many like, really well done burns where someone said to me, I used to have really long hair, and my favorite like burn on me on the internet was just Ashton Kutcher called, he wants his 1993 image back. I love that. I still remember it to this day, and I remember just going, good job internet, you're funnier than I can ever be. I do want to show, there are a lot of Karens that are floating around. One of my favorite Karens is the one who I believe has reached absolute power because it happened in a yarn store slash fabric store. So this actually happened in Canada. Yes, they do have Karens there. Let's take a look at Canadian fabric store Karen.
Karens in the wild.
Right here, because I'm sick and tired of your fucking rules. All right, sweetheart.
We don't like to. Do you think I want to wear?
Yes,
a mask?
I do. Yes,
I do not want to wear.
You
a
are
mask.
A shame.
I have to wear
just like the rest of them.
Why don't you people educate yourselves? You need to.
How am I doing, my critique?
You're really close.
Are you afraid? You should run away.
I don't like.
But you have your super mask on.
I'm trying to protect you.
I don't need protection from you.
Oh, you just touched me.
I really wish you hadn't. I touched you. I'm gonna get COVID.
No, you're probably going to give it to me. Are you gonna leave?
Look at you.
Are you gonna leave the store?
Are you gonna leave the store? Are you gonna leave the store?
Are you gonna leave the store? And aggressive to another customer. Would you please leave?
I'm aggressive?
Would you please leave?
Okay.
It's. I understand, especially now in the coronavirus pandemic, that people are a little stir crazy and are kind of losing it. But like that moment where it reaches like peak, I'm terrified, is when Karen disappears to the side of the camera going like, are you gonna leave the store? Are you gonna leave the store? And then other like ladies in a yarn store jump into action is my other favorite part. What do you think about this?
I mean, it's intense, you know, it's like, she's a, I mean, I don't even know, man. It's, I get it. I don't get it. I don't know why I'm saying I get it. I don't get it. Karens are crazy and I appreciate them though, because you know, it's scary. It's scary, you know, it's just people losing it and,
you know. It's What I like about that Karen in particular is that she has chosen like the very fancy glasses.
Oh yeah, the pink
one. Like, yeah. I'm quirky and fun.
Yeah.
And then when in that store, it's like, no. I am insane and I don't want to have fun. I want to end fun.
But I like how you mentioned that she's, I don't think she's the only Karen in that store though. I like that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's other ones, but there's levels to it. You know, she's just the highest level Karen and she has the urge to compete with all the other Karens at whatever level they're at. You know, to keep it gaming related.
We have one more Karen. Or one more like mask fight. This one's a mask fight. And I want to go to this one because I really want to end the life of like Karen memes. So let's take a look.
Look, your mask is unnecessary and you should take it off.
Okay. You know, how dare you, okay? Me wearing a mask has nothing to do with what you're doing. This is still a pandemic, okay? And you're telling me that I shouldn't be wearing my mask. Well, you, no.
Turn it off.
If you don't want to be filmed, why don't you just walk away, okay? Why don't you just walk away? You know what? Look at this guy. Look at how dumb he looks.
I can't tell you how much I needed that. Like, all these Karen memes that I see make me so physically uncomfortable. And that one did at the beginning until I realized it's just like a sketch that people were doing. And the guy had put a mask from the movie Scream with a Hitachi back massager / vibrator on the top of his head. I just needed that so bad. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, honestly, you know, you gotta have a cool way to wear your mask. You know, it's a style at this point, you know, so gotta try different things.
You do, and I'm glad that they tried that. Everyone needs to find that and throw it a like or some karma. But speaking of karma, you're gonna get a lot of karma if you come back after the break, just more spiritually than anything. Don't go away. What the F is happening here? We're gonna play a little game where I'm gonna show Moxie some things. I'm gonna ask him what he thinks the F is happening there. He's gonna guess and then we'll reveal whether he's right or wrong. Moxie, do you understand these rules as I have explained them to you?
They seem pretty simple.
God, I love that. Thank you. So here's the first thing where I want you to tell me what the F is happening here. Let's take a look at this statue. I'll give you that much information. What the F is happening here? And just describe what you see and talk us through your thought process.
So this statue here is a Chris Hansen statue that was posted up a long time ago after his debut of How to Catch a Predator. And this is him saving all the children in his memorial and overall thank you for his services.
I love the guess. Here is the reveal. This comes from a tweet from Mike Senese. I'm gonna give you the full Italian pronunciation. It's the most metal thing I've seen in Norway. Crazy statue of a naked man breaking free from a gang of naked babies. We have covered his genitals, though Judith, our head of programming, was like, it's fine. So here are, I want to say the 1, 2, 3. We'll give 3. Maybe the other ones are female babies or, you know, penisless babies. So this comes from a place in Norway. And for friends of the network, it's called the Vigeland Museum. Emma Vigeland is a contributor to TYT. And here's a little bit of information about it. The piece is called Man Chasing Four Geniuses in the questionable translation of the Vigeland Museum's English language page. Atlas Obscura calls the piece Man Attacked by Babies. The Vigeland Sculpture Park is a result of one man's artistic obsession of a lifetime of work dedicated to exactly that, the human form. And this is from a larger article. And here is another image of a statue in the Vigeland Sculpture Garden. This is, for those listening to the podcast, there is a woman kind of doubled over and there's at least 400 babies vying for a teat to suckle from. So Moxie, how did this How do you feel you did in your guess as to what you thought the F was happening there?
That was kind of close. I mean, partial credit if you can get any. I would love to go to this museum. I thought it was just a park at first, and I was appreciating that it was just possibly a public park. But it makes me a little bit happier that you would have to pay, you know, your entry fee of, you know, $15 to see this guy holding up naked babies and this one as well.
I want to give Alex credit because Alex added the eggplant emoji, and I want to say it's 800 times bigger than the penis that the original sculptor gave the man. But what would possess someone to make a sculpture of four babies attacking a man that he is fighting away? I don't know.
I mean, maybe he's throwing up, you know? Maybe it's a different type of art form, you know? It's different times. And honestly, Alex is the true sculptor here because, you know, that says a little bit about Alex as well, you know? That eggplant's huge. So, you know, you only go by what you know, right?
Thank you, hey, Alex,
congratulations, you know?
Alex,
that's all I can say. Congratulations, right? I mean, you know what you know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
All right. So here is the, we're going to go to the next round. This is the graphic. I want to say sig 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So here is this. What the F is happening here? And talk us through it, Moxie, as you guess.
This guy's a male Karen. You can already tell. Everybody's kind of around. He's already chest out, shoulders back, yelling at what looks like officers. And this guy in the white shirt saying, please just leave. Please just leave. And you're obviously dealing with the male Karen here. Everybody's trying to get this guy out. He doesn't have a mask on. Everybody else has their masks on. Classic male Karen scenario.
100%. You wanted partial credit on the last one. I feel like you get 200% credit on this. Here is the headline from the article from WDWNT, which is Walt Disney World News Today video. Maskless man ejected from Disney's Hollywood studios today while screaming misquotes from Pixar's A Bug's Life. And we have video of how it all shook out. I recognize that it was Walt Disney World from the trash cans, 100%. But here's what it was like on the scene.
I remember that scene.
Yeah, I did. We just watched A Bug's Life like 3 days ago. So he is saying, so fill us in on what happened in A Bug's Life, if you can remember.
So it's about Hopper saying that, you know, you're just ants. And then I forget the guy's name, but he stands up and he says,
Flick.
We're just ants. But if one of us stands up, we all stand up, they all rise at the same, you know, it's like a wave of everybody rising up, and there's more of them than the grasshoppers. And you know, it's about standing up to people opposing your beliefs and thoughts and pushing you down. But he's a Karen, so I mean, Karens, you know, they're just one.
Yeah, honestly. That's the thing is in this, there's a lot more like
there's a lot more grasshoppers.
If you're at Disney, for people who've gone to, yeah, there's a lot of people at Disney World, but a lot of them are like, yeah, they spread a lot of measles here at Disneyland. It's fantastic. I just like, what would possess a person to say, like, I'm going to go to the happiest place on earth to make a political statement?
Yeah, and the thing is, he's alone too. He's not with anybody. He's just there at Disney by himself, no kids, you know, no significant other. He's just like, you know what? I just watched Bug's Life and I need to go make a statement at Disney World. So weird.
It's so weird.
If that girl is his date, she's leaving after that.
So people on the seat, he was quoted as saying, remember the movie that came out at Walt Disney World? Okay. It was called A Bug's Life. Remember Hopper? He said, if one guy stands up, one ant stands up. Witnesses say the man also yelled, I'm not crazy. I have a wife and two kids. So,
but I'm upset that he says that Hopper said that, because Hopper's the grasshopper. So
yeah.
first of all, he's wrong, you know.
Also, Hopper was voiced by Kevin Spacey, who has some weird pedophilia accusations swirling. Okay, so
do you ever do that, by the way? Like on stream all the time, I'm like, oh, sorry, not that. But like on stream, I'll be like, dude, I love Kevin Spacey, and somebody's like, do you know what happened? I'm like, no, I don't know what happened. He's like, he's like a pedophile. I'm like.
I just like Deadly Confidential.
I don't like him. I just say he put out some good films. I'm sorry.
Are you gonna deny that Swimming with Sharks was a great performance? Like it was a really good performance.
I remember when Stephen Hawking passed, I was like questioning to say whether or not I was like, dude, I love Stephen Hawking. What a great guy. I was like, may you rest in peace. That's all I had. I was like, I don't want to say anything. I don't know what happened. I don't know his whole life. You know, I watched the documentary now. Now I know.
That's such a moxie thing where it's like it is well-meaning and it is very dear-hearted. And
I'm just dumb. I know. No, I know why people watch. Look, I know why people watch. People watch because they're like, it could be worse, right? That's the whole theme of the channel. You know, they come and watch. They're like, it could be that guy. You know, it could have that guy's brain. So at least it's positive side of life.
All right, so we're gonna go on to the next video that we have queued up. Where it's kind of an audio only thing, so we're gonna play an audio piece for you, and we're gonna ask you to tell what the F you think is going on here. So let's see it. Did you hear that?
I heard that one.
What do you think is going on there?
It's tough. I used to love this stuff back in middle school. They would release like a film or something. And we'd be like, guess what this picture is of? And I used to be so good at it. Now I'm thinking, sounds like she's out on like a freeway and she's like tracking people's speed with the speedometer. But I mean, obviously that's not what it is. So what could it be? I don't know, man.
You got to guess. We need an answer. What the F is going on here?
Man, I don't know. Whoop. I'm gonna give you my honest thought. This is me being clueless. It's not the right answer. I know it's not, but I'm thinking it's somebody looking at a pregnancy test. Do they make sounds? They don't make sounds, right? No. Terrible answer. All right, moving on. What is the
only sound affiliated with a pregnancy test is the sound of pee going on to a pregnancy test.
I knew it wasn't that.
Let's take a look.
Can we cut that out?
Action. No, we're going to keep it in.
What a sandwich and a golf ball sound like on a frozen lake. It's the greatest sound in the whole wide world. Here we go. I'll do one more.
Ripple effect.
Here we go.
It's still going, Poppy.
To be fair, I think pregnancy tests should do that when they're giving you the result. Like, and then boom, answer. And that's what, honestly, that would be nice. That would be nice. You know, just a little bit of,
I could see it like as the plus is turning into a minus or a plus.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, it goes in between.
Yeah. Fantastic. That's all the time we have. I think you did really well. I mean, you nailed that Ken or really at the Walt Disney World. That's all the time we have on the version that's going to air on Live Linear. But for members, you get the extended version, tyt.com/join to become a member, Twitch, twitch.tv/tyt, and subscribe to get the full version or join on YouTube. Click there. We have the best thing ever of the week with Moxie. If you want the extended version, thanks for watching. Follow, subscribe to twitch.tv/Moxie. And for everyone else, we'll see you on the extended version.
That's when we take our clothes off, right? The extended?
Okay.
All right. Just making sure.
Oh, crap. Holy crap. We got a sleepy puppy. For those of you who did notice throughout the show, we did have sleepy puppies over the shoulder. And then you can see pistachio is way over here. This is cheesecake. If people want to adopt this little sweetheart that live in LA, it's adoptla@bestfriends.org. He's ugly. You don't want him. I'm going to keep him. Wife, take pup. Take pup. Oh God, he's in my headphones. Oh my God. All right, so best thing ever of the week. We really have to get into it, Moxie. We've already showed many penises throughout the show, but here we go. Captain America's penis was revealed to many people in America over the weekend. While playing a game of quote heads up, the Captain America star 39 shared a video with his 5.7 million followers without trimming the clip, which then revealed a gallery of videos and pictures, including one featuring a photo of an erect penis. Moxie, were you aware that this happened over the weekend?
I didn't. What's his name again? Besides Captain America, his real name?
Chris Evans. Is the name of the actor.
I saw it trending, and then I saw a lot of people talking about it.
Did you hear about it? Did you see it?
I heard about it. But I usually only want to watch this stuff with people on the stream. So, you know, I say we've already seen America's ass, so why not see America's penis? You know?
I agree. But did you?
And that's not to assume America's a man or a woman. You know, it's 2020, so here we are. You know, it's just.
It's just a bunch of meat. It's just a bunch of fat. Yeah,
I agree. America probably has both. So let's see both, you know, at this point. If America wants to come out and show America's vagina, that's fine too.
I'm fine with that. I will say that while we can't show you Captain America's penis, even though we technically could have shown, if it's considered a work of art and doesn't appeal to the prurient interests of America, then we could have showed it to you. But I just wanted to play it safe. Instead, I'll show you an artist rendering of it. So there's a person named Jamia who tweeted, Jesus. Chris Evans tripped. Oh my God, he's okay. I hope he's okay. Man. But it was a gorgeous, and I don't say this.
I would like to see Alex's depiction of what it looks like. Because Alex doesn't mess around, you know? Alex doesn't hold back.
You know? Alex, you can unmute yourself and say, did you see it?
Definitely saw it. Look at that. That's inspired by. That's inspired by Captain America. Look at that.
No, I have not seen the penis yet.
Alex has not seen the penis.
I've been playing Among Us. That's a lie. Thoughts on Alex. I can tell a liar apart from anybody. All right. She's an imposter.
We are certain that Captain America has and it was like, I'll tell you. I have a
We didn't need to see it to know that.
It's like this. The photo. Is like that. Like that's what it looks like. I have a water bottle. I apologize. I just read the thing that says that all recycling's BS. So
I've always wondered how to send them, you know? So if Captain America's doing it that way. So I guess he like puts it on his stomach and then just like.
All right. He starts close.
Am I allowed to say that?
Talk about it, Captain America's penis. That's what it's all about. So that's it. He did tweet recently, now that I have your attention. ... face palm, vote November 3rd. It's fine. But he did go on Tamron Hall's new show. Tamron Hall, who dated Lawrence O'Donnell. It's super crazy that they were together. It's a weird relationship. But it says, did something happen over the weekend? That's called turning a frown upside down, Tamron. Look, it was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned, lots of teachable moments. You know, things happened. It's embarrassing. You gotta roll with the punches. I will say I have had some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support, and that was really, really nice. Well, luckily you have a gorgeous penis, Captain America. Like.
Honestly, I think there's a possibility of marketing with anything. And who plays the Hulk?
Eric Bana.
All right, if I'm Eric Bana, right now I'm tweeting, you won't like to see me when I'm angry. Die.
That's amazing. And I apologize. I said Eric Bana. That's Ang Lee's Hulk. It's Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, Mark Ruffalo.
I will say probably has a slightly girthier penis. Slightly.
100%. It's like a cheese wheel, I bet. Just girth. Just straight up girth.
Have you ever had anything this embarrassing happen? Like, have you accidentally, because you're streaming for hours and hours and hours, have you ever had anything embarrassing happen on stream?
I woke up, I guess. I mean, not like that. I mean, I would love to have my penis trending on Twitter. but no, nothing like that. I woke up from like I tried 48 hour stream one time and I fell asleep at like 47 hours and like I fell asleep. So people caught me waking up and panicking and trying to turn off stream. So that happened. That was embarrassing.
So you fell asleep on stream?
Yeah, and people caught me waking up and like panic mode, 48 hours, don't know where I'm at. People were like contacting like my mom and trying to get the hospital to show up at my door. It was weird. So.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you for appearing on Happy Half Hour and staying awake the entire time. Mox, yeah, no, how can people find you? Where can they subscribe? Let us know.
If you guys want to come out, hang out on Twitch at twitch.tv/Moxie. And then everything else that I didn't get to Moxie first, just add TV and you're golden. And thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thank you for being here. Everybody watch a bunch, subscribe to HHH on TYT, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you next time on Happy Half Hour.